Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Yudala, Baba Basra 114. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara records a dispute between Rabbah and Rav Yosef. This is one of three disputes between Rabbah and Rav Yosef in Baba Basra, where the unique law is that we rule like Rav Yosef in all three of these cases. This is unusual because throughout the rest of Shas, the rule is not like Rav Yosef when Rav Yosef argues with Rabbah. And so today's Daf Yomi, it says the dispute with respect to a kinyan. Says the Gemara, kinyan at ematai chozer. Until when can you renege on a kinyan? What is a kinyan? Kinyan is the legal term for the moment of transference, when one object is transferred from the possession, from the domain of one person into another person's domain. So if a person wants to transfer a movable object, we say that what is required is what's called a kinyan chalif, and one of the methods is by exchanging it with the other person's object that you are selling it to him for. However, it's not always necessary to do that, to exchange one object for another object. There can be another type of kinyan chalifin, which is called a kinyan sudar, a handkerchief type of transaction, where the handkerchief stands as a symbolic way of transferring the possession. So, for example, if somebody gives their handkerchief to somebody else and says, lift this up, and by lifting it up, you'll acquire my movable object. For example, you'll acquire my pen by lifting up this handkerchief, then that is a valid method of kinyan. However, for the second valid method of kinyan that we call the kinyan sudar, there is some leeway. You have an ability to renege on that deal for a small amount of time. And so Rabbah says, kol zman sheyoshvin, as long as the two people are still sitting in the same sitting, they're sitting together, and even though they've done this kinyan sudar, they can renege on it, as long as one person has not gotten up and left. Rav Yosef disagrees. Rav Yosef says, kol zman sheoskin ba'oso inyan, that as long as they are still engaged in that same topic, that is the limitation until when they can return. As long as they're still talking about the same topic, then they can renege on it. But once they move to a different topic, even though they're still sitting in the same setting, Rav Yosef says they have lost the right to renege on that topic, to renege on that kinyan. And the Gemara discusses it and tries to bring a proof, and the Gemara concludes on Kuf Yudalad Amud Beis, Hilchasei Kavasei de Rav Yosef Besade Inyan Umechatzeh, that the law is like Rav Yosef when he argues with Rabbah in these three cases of Sade Inyan Umechatzeh. What are the three cases here of Sade Inyan Umechatzeh? So we know that Inyan, that's just what we've been discussing here. Then the case of Mechatzah, this is something that refers to a Gemara that we're going to come up to in Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, where Rav Yosef teaches us that if somebody says to their wife before they die, he says, my possessions that there will be after my death, I want you to split it between you and your children. Meaning to say that he says half will be for you and half will be for the children. So in a situation where there are several children and he had said half for you and half for your children, then we say that under these circumstances, we don't just divide it up equally amongst the children and the wife, but the wife gets half and the children get the other half. In a situation where he didn't exactly use the word half, he said divide it between you and the children, it means that the wife gets half and the children get the other half, and they don't split it equally. That is the teaching of Rav Yosef. And the third case refers to the case of Sada. This is a case we also already had. We had this case in Baba Basra at the very beginning on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, and we're reviewing it now, obviously. So we're talking about a situation where a person has a son has acquired land that borders the field that belongs to one of his father's field. And then the father comes along and the father passes away. And then there are several children who want to inherit several of the fields of the father. And the son who has the land that borders his father's land, he says, I want the land that's next to my father's land because it's more convenient for me. Then I'll have two properties adjacent to each other. And the sons say, no, we don't want to do that. The sons say, we want the land that is next to our father's land. And so therefore there's an argument about that. So this is a dispute between Rav Yosef and Rabbah. And so Rav Yosef says that under those circumstances of a situation where the person had purchased the land next to his father, that Rav Yosef says that the other brothers can refuse to give that land to the brother. They can say, we don't want you to have this land. And the reason why they could say, we don't want you to have this land, according to the Gemara in Baba Basra, is they could say that land is like the property of Bar Marion, meaning to say that it's more expensive fields. Why should we have to give you that field? This is a field that we think will be worth more. Whereas Rabba says, no, we are not going to let you say that, because we have a position that you are not losing anything from the fact that I'm benefiting. It's to my advantage to have a field next to my father. And so therefore, this is a case of Zed Nana v'Zeh Lo Chaser. So why do you have to be so obnoxious about it? Let me have the field next to my father's field. This is why Rabba says, what we apply here is the principle of Kofin Amido Stom. We force you not to act like the Sodom, the people from Sodom who are mean, and let me get the field next to my father. Rav Yossi says, it doesn't apply. The reason why it doesn't apply is because when do we say Kofin Amido Stom? Only if there's no advantage. But in this case, the field is not as good. The field that you want that's next to your father's field is a field that's worth more money. It's like the Bar Marion fields. Also, there's another principle of Bar Metzra that normally if somebody wants to, if the land next door to him is for sale, that he has the first right of refusal. But that's only when nobody has a right to it. So therefore, in this case, Rav Yosef says we don't apply the principle of Bar Metzra or Kofin Almida Stom, and the brothers can inherit the land next to their father, and we don't automatically assign it to the one who already owned land next to his father.